He wished on a dragon's scale, and that's what started Dragon Tales. Around the room the dragons flew, but Emmy and Max knew what to do. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventures never end. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales, it's almost time for Dragon Tales. Come along, take my hand, let's all go to Dragonland.
Just act like a frog and hop on!
Hoppy! Hoppy!
Max?
It's him! It's Hoppy! Hi, Hoppy! I missed you. I brought this so we can talk frog together. Ribbit, ribbit.
That's not a fly, Hoppy. It's just a dandelion seed.
Max, Max, Max.
Hoppy, come back.
Max, come back.
Everybody, come back.
Hoppy's in there. Come on.
But that's a cave.
So?
So? Caves are places where the sun doesn't shine. And when there's no sun, it's dark. And when it's dark, I'm scared.
But we have to go into the cave to find Hoppy, or we won't be able to play together.
If Ord's scared, we can't leave him here, Max.
But... okay. Hoppy! Can you hear me? Hoppy!
Max really wants to play with Hoppy, but I'm afraid to go into the cave. It was okay last time I went into the dark with my friends. Maybe I'll be okay this time. I'm big. I can be brave. Max! Emmy, I've changed my mind. I'm going into the cave with you.
Great! Come on.
Phew!
Thanks, Ord. You're the best.
Yeah.
That was Hoppy.
It came from over there.
Wait! If we're gonna go into the darkest dark, there's something very important we have to do first.
What?
Hold hands.
That's
Whoa, that's so much better. To keep going.
Maybe you could use your fire breath to light the way, Ord.
Okay, I'll try.
What's the matter?
I guess I'm too frightened to flame. We better go back.
Wait, I just remembered. I brought my flashlight. It's not here.
Then let's go.
It's Hoppy. We're so close, Ord.
But it's so dark. If I could only remember what we did to make it less scary the last time I was in the dark.
I remember. We sang a song.
Yeah. Oh, but what's a good song to sing when you're looking for a frog?
I know. There was a frog who hopped along, and Hoppy was his name-o.
H-O-P-P-Y, H-O-P-P-Y, and Hoppy was his name-o.
He must be right in front of us.
He's been right in front of us for a long, long time.
Can't we go just a little further?
Nuh-uh! It's too dark!
No, it's not! Look! Hoppy! He's hopping away! Come on!
Phew! Sunlight!
There's Hoppy! He's going into...
Oh, no! The forest of darkness! No way! I just left the dark! I'm not going back in! Nuh-uh! Not me! Once a day is enough! Once a year is enough! I'm never going back in the dark! Never! Ever! Ever!
Never mind! Let's go home!
I'm afraid of the dark, but I really want to help Max find Hoppy. Oh. Okay. I'll go.
Really? Thanks, Ord. Hoppy, are you out there?
Here, Froggy. Here, boy.
Ah! It's a monster!
No, it's not. Remember the last time we walked into the Forest of Darkness? You said there was no such thing as monsters.
I did?
Excuse me, a thousand pardons. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
It's the little bird with the big eyes.
Where? I don't see any big eyes.
You can't see them, silly, because they're right there.
Behind me? Where?
Right there.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's only you.
Me? Oh. For a minute there, I thought it was a monster. Is there something I can help you find? My really big eyes are excellent for looking for things, especially in the dark.
I'm trying to find my friend, Hoppy the Frog.
Why, you don't mean that little green fella who just hopped through here chasing a dandelion seed, do you?
That's him. Which way did he go?
That way. Come with me. I'll be most pleased to show you.
Sure is dark in here.
Yes. Ooh, this is delightful. I love the darkness.
I don't. Maybe I'd feel safer if I held my teddy dragon that I sleep with at night. Oh, yeah. I feel much better.
It's getting hard to see, Emmy. Let me check your backpack again, Max. I'm sure I saw you put your flashlight in here. There's something inside this. You found it!
Ooh! the sun.
It's just my flashlight.
Ooh, wonderful. Now you've got plenty of light. Guess you don't need my big eyes anymore. Come again soon. Good luck. Toodaloo. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Nice bird.
Max.
Hoppy!
Max.
What's wrong?
The batteries are dying. It's really dark.
Look! The starseed tree! We can follow its light!
Max!
There he is! Oh, Hoppy, I'm so glad to see you! I missed you so much!
Max?
Uh-huh, it was dark. Ribbit!
Max!
Really? We saw the bird, too. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Let's go home. But we don't have a flashlight or the big-eyed bird to help us. We'll never find our way out.
We got here okay. So it can't be that hard to go back the way we came. Come on, follow me. Look! My badge is glowing. I was really brave.
Definitely. Way to go, Orc.
Max!
There was a dragon who was brave, and Orc was his name. Oh, O-R-D.
Max!
O-R-D.
Max!
O-R-D.
Max.
And Orc was his name. Oh.
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
It's dark.
Mean Orc, we're not afraid of the dark. See, my badge is glowing too.
That's your flashlight, Max.
Yeah, well, whatever.
What are you wearing, Max?
My balloon ball uniform. Dragons have scales to protect them. I have these.
If you wear all that stuff, you'll never be able to hit the balloon.
Sure I will. Ugh.
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart.
Max, Emmy, come play balloon ball with us. Hurry!
All right, yeah!
It's coming to you!
Get it!
I hate these feathers!
Who is that?
Her name's Priscilla.
She gets embarrassed when anyone stares at her feathers.
Why?
Because they're different.
They sure are.
She looked so sad. Let's go see if we can make her feel better.
Hi, Sid.
Hey, hi, Max. Say, I've got a good one for you. What the trees like to drink? Give up? Root beer! Get it? Root beer! Root beer! Oh, that one cracks me up.
Have you seen Priscilla, Sid?
Oh, I sure did. She went running into the treehouse.
Thanks. Come on.
It's locked.
Priscilla?
Go away.
We just want to talk to you.
Maybe we can help.
Please open the door. We didn't mean to hurt your feelings when we stared at your feathers.
I know. It's just that you have such nice, pretty little wings, and I have these big, ugly feathers. It's so hard being different.
Being different isn't bad.
Yeah, we're all different in lots of ways. Listen to my laugh. Now that's different.
And that's what makes Peasy Wheezy. That and all those other annoying little things she does, like being messy and loud and saying she's older than I am and...
Okay! I get it.
I'm different too, because my belly button goes out, but Emmy's goes in.
Yeah, and Max and I don't even have any wings.
Or tails.
See, Priscilla, being different doesn't mean you're not as good. It just means you're, well, different, like everyone else.
Thanks. I feel a little better now. I'm glad you're all my friends.
Hey!
What was that?
It sounded like thunder.
No, not again! Oh, what does he think I am, his personal clothesline?
What's happening, Sid?
It's Mungus the Giant. He's been having this sneezing attack all day.
So that's what the thunder is.
Yep, and each time Mungus sneezes, he blows something else out of his castle. Whoa! Somebody's gotta go up there and stop his sneezing before something, or some tree, gets broken.
Hey, why don't we go up and help Mungus?
And get sneezed all the way across Dragonland? No thanks.
I think Wheezy's right. We should try to help the poor giant.
Definitely. Take us up, Sid.
If you say so. Hang on. Top floor. Shoe department.
Where's Mungus's castle?
Over there. We better knock.
Maybe you should go in without me. I want to help Mungus, but he might laugh at my wings.
Mungus wouldn't laugh. He's a nice giant.
Where are my glasses?
Most of the time.
Mungus?
Huh? Who's there?
It's us, down here.
Oh! Hello, my little friends.
We heard you sneezing
a mile away.
Shh!
And we thought you might need some help.
Thanks. I do. But I have to find my reading glasses first. Ever since I started looking for them, sneezing.
We'd be happy to help you look for your glasses. It's much easier for us to see down here than you.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I'll check under here.
And we'll look over here.
I'll try this way.
I think I see something.
Huh? Let me look.
Oh.
at those feathers!
I'm going home!
Wait, Priscilla!
Mungus was just surprised!
Well, I do want to help.
Hey! I think I figured out what's making him sneeze! It's the dust!
Ew! When was the last time you cleaned this place, Mungus?
You mean I'm supposed to clean it?
Looks fine to me.
Maybe if we help Mungus clean his house, he'd stop sneezing. Please stay and help us.
Oh, okay.
I've got just the thing to tidy this place up.
Zaki! Zaki!
What is it, Wheezy?
It'll take forever to dust this huge castle with your little broom.
Wheezy's right. We need to find a faster way to sweep up the dust.
Oh, I know! Can we borrow some of your socks, Mungus?
Sure.
Now all we have to do is run around the room in our socks, and we'll wipe up the dust.
I guess so.
You sure this will work?
I don't think this is such a good idea.
Don't worry. It'll work. Ready, set, dust!
Ow!
Jew!
This isn't working.
Oh, we'll never be able to clean this place up.
Yes, we will.
How?
We just have to do something different. Pick up your big dustpan, Mungus, and follow me.
Okay.
It's working!
Aren't they?
Told you.
Being different doesn't mean bad. It just means different.
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Max, Emmy. Don't forget to clean up after yourselves.
We will, Dad. More cleaning?
Don't worry, Max. I know how we can pick up our toys and dust the floor at the same time.